Guys,
I'm trying to sound more energetic with this, and I think it's going well. Well, I'm Georgette.
I'm Nafty.
And we have some guests here today.
In the studio.
In the stew.
Are you
All right, who do we have here today? Right
next
to me.
My name is Grace. I am from Tanzania. I met Nafi, University of Delaware, freshman year.
Ooh.
We've been ride or die ever since.
Ooh.
She can't get rid of me.
Nope. Don't want to. Yes. And Grace is so cute with her little yellow eyeliner.
I'm currently in Seattle doing this travel nurse thing, living my life out there in nature.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you looking to adopt? I heard travelers just make a lot of money.
Maybe, but later. So 10 years in line, hit me up.
Not as a full blown adult.
I was gonna say, 10 years from now, I'm like, what? 33?
I can barely take care of myself, bro. Like, we're trying to make it work.
Okay.
Okay. Who else is here?
I'm Zia. I'm from New York. I'm from California, but I currently live in New York. Nafi and I have been friends since college with Grace.
And she's great. She's such a cutie, and she's wearing a matching set right now. Y'all can't.
I know.
Well, someone can see it, but.
Yeah, y'all can see the matching set.
If you listen, you can't see, but if you're watching, you can see it.
Trust us.
It's very cute. Yeah. Yeah, very cute.
Boy, do we have a topic for y'all today.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
We're going to talk about people who cheat on... No, I'm just
kidding. We talk about you cheaters.
What does the cheaters theme song sound like?
I don't even remember the show. I just remember pulling up on people.
Oh, that's like a show?
Cheaters?
Yeah. I never heard of it.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
With Jim Greco?
No.
I don't have a
I feel like that's like a staple of this, like...
Is that a recent show?
No, it's old. That's what they think.
It was on the same time like Maury and Jerry Springer. Like, I watch them all in this dream.
LOL.
I know Maury.
All the messy shit. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
We'll look at the clips later.
20 years later. We're talking about infidelity.
Ew.
And other things involved in cheating. What is cheating?
Nafi had a friend here that... I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
Nafi had a friend the other day that shall not be named. You know who you are.
Nafi. LOL.
Literally, he was like... Basically, he was like, get ready. All men cheat.
Yeah.
Like, he was like basically trying to prepare us for the fact that all men cheat. Nafi was over there like... That's not for me.
It's literally not going to be my portion.
Exactly.
My man will not cheat. Like, what? Or then he's not my man. Like, that's
the thing.
Like, for him to literally sit down and be like, all men cheat, get prepared. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Do y'all think all men cheat?
No, not necessarily, but I feel like I don't like the narrative going around that black men don't cheat.
Oh, well.
Specifically. Like, I get it's kind of a joke, but like, obviously they do.
Yeah.
And we're all not some uniformed brain that doesn't cheat. So, fuck that. I think like certain careers are more likely to cheat, like athletes, so I'd be hesitant to date an athlete.
Yeah.
Just
access. And that's kind of what he was talking about
right,
as well.
Right.
A lot of men...
They have no self-control.
Yeah.
And they kind of just do what they want and expect you to kind of go along with it, which is...
Because you're paying stuff.
Right. Which is fine, but you're not about to disrespect me. I'm not about to be Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe catches strays early.
Yeah. You know, she needs to be happy out here. So I hope she's happy right now.
Yeah.
Do you think all men cheat?
I think no, but I think... Cheaters stay cheaters. Like, for some reason, I think that you were born or, like, the way you were raised were, like, you are either a cheater or not a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
And put in the same situation, like, if you, like, I would never be with someone who had a previous history of cheating because I just feel like they would do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, this is true.
Wait, you were saying put in the situation you feel a non-cheater would not cheat every time and a cheater would cheat every time or a lot of the time?
Is
that what you're gonna... Okay.
Yes.
That's interesting.
So
I
it
agree.
Comes from childhood, yeah.
Well, oh, I the way you were
raised. Let me not blaming, like, childhood or, like...
But no, it,
everything
comes
from childhood.
Yeah.
I don't agree. I feel like everybody's capable of redeeming themselves
and
moving on. You just have to consider the context. I mean, some people would cheat and, like, not consider it that big of a deal, and, of course, they would cheat again. But if you see I would hurt your significant other, and, you know...
You think that cheating not knowing is going to hurt?
No. Like, if... What were you saying? Sorry.
You said if they see that it hurts their significant other.
then maybe they would move forward and not do that again.
But I'm saying, you think people cheat not thinking that it's going to hurt their significant other?
I think...
Not knowing?
I think they know, but their own feelings kind of supersede that.
So it has to be more than just knowing that they hurt. It's doing internal work.
Right, right. Okay. Doing some internal work. Like, what made you cheat in the first place? Yeah. Like, how am I going to set boundaries to prevent this from happening again?
What are we defining as cheating?
I was gonna ask that too.
That's a very good question.
I feel like if you're in a relationship, you guys said you were going to be monogamous. Like, I feel like if you didn't say it, if that wasn't the agreement, whatever is whatever. But you can't just assume that either. If you said that you were going to be monogamous and you step out of that situation, then you're a cheater. Like, that's all that is.
What does stepping out mean?
Emotional, like... That's the work husband. That's the you're more excited to see the girl across the street than me. That's the actually putting your dick in something or putting your vagina in something. Oh, both sides. Yeah. That's all of it. Like, that's all sides. It's just, it's all, if it's not your partner, you're cheating. Like, if you're scared to tell your partner about what happened, you're cheating.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. Well, even a text, you're cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. For the most part, yeah, I agree.
For one, I feel like I would be more upset with emotional cheating.
Really?
Because I'm very much a person that wants to talk about my emotions and how we're feeling. Mm. And for you to kind of have another person that you have the same bond with, I would be highly upset.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I'd be upset about physical things as well, but...
Yeah. I have heard this take very often.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Disagree?
On
what cheating is, and then with
I agree on what cheating is, but I'm very sensitive. Like, I will be upset, hurt with any of
that's
the
stuff.
All,
so,
like,
all
of it on flipping tables.
I will be a mess. Like,
or George F. Burden Down.
Oh, yeah, we're getting there.
King of car, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I have heard men speak about it differently. Like, I work with a lot of men, and I mean, this is not indicative of all men, but I remember having this conversation with some older men whom I worked with, and they were saying that they are more like okay with their wives or partners cheating on them.
Men said this?
Oh yeah. But European men are a little different. I work with a lot of Europeans, so I mean, I don't know if it's
like, wait, finish the sentence.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. If it was like they're going on business trips and it's just like physical, like they are away for a week and so they have a partner that they see in like Seattle when they're away, but then like when they're in their hometown, like they stay truthful to like their partner.
Interesting.
Like the lady, if she goes away for a trip?
Mm-hmm.
Wowza. When you say European, you mean like men from Europe or white men?
Men from...
Okay, just making
like,
sure.
Like American men from... Okay. Like I'm from China, but yeah, I'm American, like that kind of situation.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Like those Polish niggas.
LOL. That's intriguing.
But actually, they were like, you Americans are so, like, romanticize everything.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah. Yeah. They look at it more, I feel like, as like a
transaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think every other place that I've seen literally looks at marriage like a, we're doing this to level up, we're doing this for financial reasons, but like...
Like an end goal.
Fuck around. Yeah.
We're the only ones that are like, love.
Yeah.
But since I'm here, love. Okay. Okay.
Pull up.
Like,
I'm ready.
For only that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. So do you guys struggle too? Like, sometimes I struggle with the thought of like... I mean, I'm definitely a simp. Don't let me hold you. But like, I definitely struggle with the thought of like, I'm supposed to be like one person like forever, ever.
Mm.
Like, for all that time. Like... Just them? Forever? Ever? What do you guys think?
I definitely think you can make it work with several people. Like, I don't really believe in love at first sight or having the one. So if that one person who I thought was the one, or the person that I'm making it work with currently, and we don't work out, I'm okay with finding somebody else.
Do you think you could last with somebody for 50 years plus?
No, I get very bored. So I don't know, but I feel like some of that is like trauma related, so I don't like being too close to somebody, so it's like I'm trying to escape that sort of bond. So I don't know. Whoever's out there that's interested in me, hit me up. We'll see.
Let's test this thing out.
Let's test this theory, bro. I'm in Seattle. Come through.
Drop your coordinates, why don't you?
But I haven't quite found somebody that I could be compatible with. Like
long
previously.
Term.
Right, forever. Right. I mean, I haven't been dating for that long, so I haven't met a lot of people, men, that I would be interested in. Long term, I think, but you know, as you grow up, you kind of realize that a lot of people ain't shit, so I need to be pickier.
Yeah,
I need to be pickier with who I allow into my space.
Yeah,
What about you guys?
I mean, I agree. Ideally, yes, I want my husband and one husband and my kids and my house and the picket fence and all that jazz. Like, I really am the type of person. But I'm not going to lie, when I go on dates, sometimes I'm just like, this is a potential to the potential to the potential of right. just me and you forever, like just you. I mean, I've said this before on the podcast, and I've caught shit for it forever. But I mean it. Like when I go out on a date, I'm just like, there are other men's right here, right now, like looking at me, and I'm looking at them, and I'm here with you, and it's just like,
right.
They're not gonna talk to me because they think I'm with you. Like I'm just like that's. Forever. But I do think that, like, obviously if I make the decision to, like, really settle down and, like, be with one man, I'm not going to feel that way because I think I'm picky enough. There's always room for more boundaries and stuff. But I think I'm picky enough to where it's, like, there's, like, this, and this that's, like, checked to where I'm, like, okay, the other human beings are seeing me out in the world with you.
I'm in a long-term relationship right now. So I've been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years, and I could really see us being together forever. Mm-hmm. But I also know that if we don't make it, like, it's fine. I'll find somebody else.
Ooh.
But I do think that, like, I had this worry when we first got together because he's my first boyfriend that I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, we were very serious in the beginning because we were, like, a COVID couple. And so it was very like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the person I'm with for
pandemic baby.
A very long, like a long time. And that was terrifying. But like, life, I feel like really comes at you fast. Like there's a lot of changes happening in our lives. We moved across the country together. Like we develop different hobbies as the years go on, like different personalities almost like as you develop as a person that sometimes it feels like he's a different person than he was when I started dating him. And hopefully he feels the same way about me that I think, like, over the course of our lives, it'll feel like you're not dating the same person for 60 years.
I've never thought about that. And I think that's actually really true because people always talk about that. Like, people in relationships always talk about evolving and building and whatever, whatever. But I guess I just think about it in, like, the scoop of Twitter, i.e. money. But, like, but you're right. Like, that's really, really true. Like, yeah, when you meet at, like, 20, you're not going to be the same at, like, freaking 30 and 40 and whatever. Right. And that just gave me a whole new piece of hope.
No,
good job,
Zia. I've never thought about that.
Never thought about that.
Because me 2 years ago was a hot mess.
Yeah.
And me now, like,
a lot less of a hot mess.
Right.
Wait.
And
I'm wow. Just, I want you to know you just, like, blowing my mind, like, high key.
Well, that's the end of the show.
Literally. Like, who needs anything else? Because that's so true. I'm down for it now. Come on.
bring it.
Come on, one person, I'm down.
Let's grow together.
For real. Wow. That was great.
Like, on a very, like, high level, but also on, like, very practical levels. Mm-hmm. Like, 2 years ago, we were talking about, like, we'll just settle down in some small town in Oregon and, like, fish and, like, grab mussels as our hobbies. Now we live in, like, the biggest city in America. Our lifestyles are totally different. Like, what we do on a day-to-day is totally different. The people we interact with, and they impact how you act.
Yeah.
This is good.
Very different.
Wowza.
Everybody, you heard that here?
I knew I liked y'all.
Okay. You guys see yourself cheating ever?
What a segue.
I know.
Beautiful, lasting growth. Do you see yourself cheating?
I could definitely see myself cheating, not in like physically, more emotionally than anything else. Like, it's hard for me to read somebody's energy, especially with men. And sometimes it can kind of blur the lines. Like, I've been told I'm flirty. I've been told I have bedroom eyes. So I could see how me, like, acting normally in my through my perspective and them being flirty could be emotional cheating. And yeah, I could see how that could be misinterpreted. So I try, well, the one relationship that I had, it was very, I try to be cognizant of the fact that I had a significant other. I do have ADHD, so sometimes I would forget. I wake up in the morning and be like, oh, wait a second, I'm booed up. So that's that. But yeah, just, being cognizant that I am indeed booed up and boundaries. If I'm not sure that something's going to go awry, then, or if I'm like kind of suspicious of a guy, then I would kind of exit that situation.
I'm so surprised not more men have used this as an excuse to cheat. Like, I have ADHD and I forgot.
Yeah, it was, I never told him that, but I would tell my best friend that, like, I totally forgot.
That he exists.
Yes, which is, yeah. I mean, that definitely fizzled out. So that's probably one of the reasons why. Like, he wasn't super significant in
my
life.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like in the best of my world, I would want to meet somebody that I wouldn't want to cheat on. But I just feel like, and overall, I don't think I'm a cheater. But, like, I think overall, if I feel like I'm not getting what I need...
She's scratching her neck
now. If I feel like, because, like, I feel like we could talk about this in the really, and I don't see it happening physically, because why the fuck am I going to go fuck somebody? That's strange.
Right.
But, like, I feel like if I've talked about this in the relationship, we're like, okay, like, I don't feel like, I don't know, communicating. I don't feel like we're communicating, or I don't feel like this, that, and the third is happening. I don't ever see myself cheating, but you never know. Like, I don't want to be a cheater, but I just feel like, if you're not doing what I need right here, I would much rather leave the relationship. But sometimes it's not that easy. Like, you never know. So I'll never say never, but, like, never. You know what I mean?
I was literally going to start out my answer with, first I want to say never, but never. So I agree with Georgette. Like, as far as, like, physically, no. I really was thinking just now, like, I never really had a boo, but if you want to count that little thing in 11th grade, I'm just thinking about, like, how emotionally distraught I was when that was, like, emotionally not thriving. And I'm just like, I wasn't even thinking about other men. I was thinking about what the heck is going on right here and trying to fix that or exit stage left. So as far as, like, me thinking that maybe that followed me into adulthood, I would really think no. I mean, as far as physically, absolutely not. Like, that's just a lot. Like, yeah. I feel like...
You have to plan that.
You have to plan it. And I don't really know if I'm that discreet, if I'm that good and sneaky. I don't know. Like... I also said yesterday when we were kind of talking about this, I would be like, I would think, like, it depends on the part of life I am, I guess. Like, I think it's easy as my single self to be like, no, I'm out because I have nothing attached. But, like if you have a home, you got kids, you got this, you got that. Ideally, I would still say no because you're not breeding a healthy lifestyle for your home and your kids and all that if y'all, the parents, are, like, going crazy. But I'm sure it makes it a bit harder and more things to think about and stuff like that. But overall, my answer is no. Emotionally, I feel like it can be kind of... Like, I'm even thinking about what Grace said with work, because I'm like, I mean, I don't really work with any men, but I'm just thinking of, like, in general. Like, I don't know. That's intriguing, but...
Like, if your therapist is a man and you like
and you,
that
yeah,
nigga, are
like,
you cheating?
Yeah, like, I feel cheating? Like... We talked about this word, the nuance of that is interesting to, like, go through or whatever, but as far as physically, absolutely not. Emotionally, I would say no too, because I really feel like that's a lot, but never say never.
I feel like it's the opposite for me. Like, I feel like emotionally cheating, like, that requires building a rapport with said other person. That's, like, premeditated.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You gotta put effort into that, whereas I feel like physical, like, you can just be, like, I think people have been in this situation, like, I mean, I've never cheated, and I have never been cheated on, so I don't know, but I feel like a lot of people are in a bad place in their relationship where they're not getting attention, not getting, and there's no excuse for it, but they're out having a good night, a good time, they're drunk, and something happens, and that's, like, not, like, they didn't go into that night expecting that to happen, but in that moment, they made, like, a bad decision.
Right.
I feel like that is easier to happen than having a work husband, because that's, like, days where you're, like, knowingly going into work and being like, oh, I'm gonna flirt with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just feel like it's...
I wouldn't think a work husband necessarily means flirting. It's just somebody that you can depend on. I mean, as a nurse, it's nice to have, like, a buddy for your shift.
Wait,
and I don't know what work husband is. Like,
I think that's just
a friend.
Men? Like,
I
a
work
guy
with
friend?
Only men. Like, I have to communicate with them.
Right. And also, what do you guys consider... Well, what do you guys think about male and female platonic friendships?
I think,
like, what would blur the lines?
Flirting.
Okay.
I think that's the beginning of blurred lines. But I want to go back to what you said about being emotionally taxed or whatever in the relationship, and then you go out and get drunk. I don't really necessarily feel like that just happened. If you had the emotional taxing issue in your relationship and then went out and got drunk and then something happened. I feel like it's different if you really are just like, I'm happy, but I got drunk and I'm stupid. Like, I feel like they're both bad, but I feel like that's different than, like, being emotionally traumatized at home and then going out and sleeping with someone else.
Right. I don't think they, like, are happy at home, but I think they, like, go out and, like, it's someone that they don't know, like, someone they don't have a rapport with. It's just, like, some hot person at the club that they hooked up with that night. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like, you know, I think people tend to crave attention in moments where like they're not. If they are someone who really thrives on, like, at first, I love attention. So I feel like I could see a situation where I, God forbid that I do that, but mm-hmm. I think that it would be much easier for me to fall into that trap than fall into the emotional cheating right. trap.
Do you guys think cheating is a mistake? Like, guys,
how?
Or people be like, guys, be like, it's a mistake.
No, wow. I feel like it can be a mistake. Like, this context that Zia was describing, it's definitely a mistake, but you have the right to respond how you feel is appropriate. I mean, you can forgive them and still break up with them.
Mm. But, like, how drunk do you have to be? Like, I feel
to
like...
To accidentally fall into like, vagina?
Sometimes I've been, like, very drunk, and I'm a lightweight. Like, sometimes I've been very drunk, but still have, like, control of my body. Like... What do like? I don't think I've never understood this argument. And whether you're drunk, high, sober, when people are like, "It just happened," how? You just took your clothes off. You just fucked. Like how?
Right. How? But have you done anything? Like I've done other things, drunk, that I would have been like, well, I would have never done that sober. Why did I do that?
Maybe
like the nicotine patch 2 weeks ago. I was like, wait, what?
Wait a second. What?
Are you okay?
I was like, I didn't need to do this. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was chewing on it.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Maybe like making out with somebody, like you're just dancing super close, and then your lip slipped, and on somebody else's
I just think sex is so active.
I know there's a lot of work that goes into sex. So like, how do you? What do you mean?
That is also true. But even like making out of the club, I would be pissed. Like yeah, I feel like anything
all of
as
it.
A partner,
all
I would be
grinding. Don't touch somebody. Come home and touch me.
Period.
Literally.
So yeah. Do you think it can be excusable?
I feel like I wouldn't lightly forgive somebody who did what Zia was talking about. It would take some time. But if I wasn't meeting their emotional needs, and we have talked about it before, and I didn't make an effort to change, and they did that, then it would, you know, yeah, I would have to take some personal responsibility for that. I mean, you didn't have to do that, of course, and I'm going to be mad and upset. I'm going to cry in my bed, but we can talk about
covers.
It in a couple of days when I stop crying. Yeah.
But, like, what would you do? Like, is it excusable? What would you do? In either situation, you stay in, you work in, you leave in, you...
It depends on how long we've been together. It depends on how much I care about them. It depends on if we have kids. It depends on if we've built a life together. Do I see myself sticking with this person? Are they dependable otherwise?
What if it was cheating, but it wasn't, like, a one-night thing? It was, like, a routine thing you found out, and they've been...
Oh, no. Yeah, that's definitely
routine cheating, you're out of here.
Yeah, that's premeditated. Like, you're flying somebody out to fuck them? No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Renting hotels.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what guys will do.
Rental
just
cars.
Just for vagina. It's really not that serious.
Yeah.
It's true.
I agree.
What was the question? I'm so sorry.
Is it excusable? What would you do?
Oh, no, it's not excusable. I just feel like, overall, like, I'll never be able to trust you again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I stay after you cheat, you're going to do it to me again because you're like, okay, she accepts this. So I don't want you to ever think that I accept it. I'm burning down your home. You don't have a house no more. I'm burning down your car. You don't have a car no more. So, like, after all this, now you have to look for a house and a car and a girlfriend.
How do
so,
you feel? I'm saying, like, how would you feel? Like, just save yourself the energy. She told this to the friend that visited us as well. And he was very confused. I don't really know why. I think it's very plausible. The jump to action, I think, is great.
I just feel like it needs to be a little bit more. I can't just leave peacefully. Like, I can't be like...
Take
my shit and leave. No, you need to be more hurt than just me going. Like, you need to, like, now figure out how to get new furniture. how to figure out how to get a new house. How to figure out how to rebuild your Maserati. Something.
I really feel that because I... in a previous situation where I felt embarrassed, I wasn't cheated on, nothing like that happened, but I did feel like my friend and the person I was in, who was also a friend, were just doing me dirty in terms of being friends. Mm. I felt really embarrassed, and that is the like only time in my life that I actually wanted to like hurt somebody, like hit somebody. Like when I see those movies and the girls are slapping the guy, I never understood that until that moment. I was like, I would be down to key somebody's car.
Yeah, that was a very grimy situation. Would you guys ever retaliate?
Cheat back?
Yes.
I I can't cheat back because I feel like the relationship we done. But I love when the girls talk about cheat back. Yeah, because men are pained by that. Oh, we did talk about this. Like, men cheating versus women cheating. Like, men very much make it seem like it's just an act. It doesn't matter. But when a girl cheats, it's very emotional and women are calculated and it's not the same. I feel like it's the same. If a woman cheats, it's wrong. If a man cheats, it's wrong. We're both wrong.
I feel like if we're married and, like, both our names on stuff and it's going to be, like, really hard for us to cheat, like, I had to burn down your house. I'm cheating back, too. And I'm cheating back with your best friend. Like, something that would really hurt you.
Your best friend,
video,
your brother.
And then sending the video to you. And and your mom.
Not the grandma, I'm not going to look at you to say.
Oh, yeah. But that, like... Oh, sorry. Like, women cheating is worse than... It's all bad. Like, needless to say, I would cheat back. But, like, I just feel like it's all terrible. Like, I just feel like, overall, if you're in this thing and you've chosen to be here right now, you could be anywhere else that you want to be. There's plenty of fish in the sea. So if we're choosing to be in this right here and we've chosen to be monogamous, why are we cheating? Like, on both sides, that's disgusting. And men acting like... It's like when men are sick and they're like, the world is ending. Like, no. Like, we go through a period every month. My uterus is about to fall out every single month. Like, it's not... I'm not trying to, like...
Stand up.
Yeah, like, stand up!
Like, please.
Like, it's all terrible.
I agree. I really, really, really do agree.
What about you guys?
Did you back?
Knowing me personally, I can't, because I would be a mess. I would be crying. I would be on the bathroom floor. I wouldn't be able to, like, pull it together to be able to cheat back without him, like, already knowing that our relationship is a mess. Like, the house would be turned upside down. Like, I would be trying to hack his phone. Like, it would just not... I don't think I could hold it together for long enough to be able to do anything that's, like, calculated.
Sex is a very emotional thing.
My vagina personally likes only one person. I don't like doing too much. So I don't think I'd be able to do it. And I would just, like, cycle into a spiral of self-pity because I did something dirty to somebody.
Not that one, but yeah.
No, I definitely would do that,
Do you think it matters how you find out? Like, they told you, or you did some dirt and you found out, the best friend told you?
Yes.
Or if they really sat you down, like, babe, I have... and receipts of this, and I'll answer anything, and I want to go to counseling and fix this.
Absolutely.
Is there a difference?
Absolutely. Yeah. You take accountability. Like, you can't also take accountability once I found out. Out. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah. I think if you find out on your own, it's over, right? Like, I can't speak for everybody, but, like, I just can't imagine anyone being able to, like, trust the other person.
Yeah.
Right.
But... like, a lot of people stay in those relationships, and I don't imagine that I'm, like, stronger than those women. So I think it's a very different experience when to actually go through it.
Right.
I don't know.
Hopefully, God forbid, never. But
too many situations where the streets was talking about it. Ew, Bappy's cheating on Sue. Right. And then Sue hears it from... I never, ever, ever, ever want...
Say what you said.
I never, ever want to hear it from the streets. But, like, also... like, if you're going to tell me yourself, please just make sure all the matches, the gasoline, everything is gone. Because before you finish talking, I don't have to over you. Like, this, I'm sitting at this table right here. You're like, honey, I'm already over there.
Right.
So, like, just make sure everything is gone. And then I'm gone after that. So, there's no point. So, finding out either way, it doesn't help me. Because at the end of the day, I feel like I can't trust you. It's better if you tell me.
Yeah.
But, like... at the end of the day, how am I going to look at you and not whoop your ass after that?
I feel that. So do you guys think that cheating equates falling out of love? Like, do you feel like you can cheat and be in love? Like, men, I feel like, say this a lot. He loves her. We just... it's just sex.
Depends on what your definition of love is. Because, like, for me, the definition of love is, like, the work. Like, the wanting to do things, even if it's an inconvenience. Like... it not being a problem for you. So, like, if literally one day or, like, a couple of... If literally some ass was too convenient for you to, like, not think about what's at home or your my emotions or something like that, then you don't love me personally. Not for my definition of love. Like, you can do the, like, I care about you, but that's not love. That's something different for me.
Yeah, I think respect is at the core of love.
Yeah.
You have to respect somebody's opinions and feelings and wants and needs. and you just expected all of that when you decided to go out there and find some pussy or whatever maybe.
I think when men say that they are in love, they mean they're still emotionally attached.
Right.
To getting all the good stuff from the woman that they're getting. And right. they want that woman right. to stay there while they're out there.
Right.
I think.
Right.
I think that's what they mean by it. They're in love.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
It is a lie. Because it's like, it's about how you receive love too. Like, if that don't mean love to me, nigga, that does, that's yeah, not love. That's care. That's yeah. care.
Like, you care about me a
that's,
lot.
That's something different.
I don't think you can be in love, like, in love with someone. I'm talking about a man and a woman. As a man, I don't think you can be in love with a woman. As a woman, I don't think you can be in love with a man. If you are out there doing other things that you know, like someone said before, you know it's going to hurt them. You know, you like, if you wouldn't tell them about it, like, hey, babe, yeah, I smashed 3 bitches today. Like, you're not going to come in the door and say that. You know it's hurting. You know you're hiding. You're cheating. You're being stealthy and all that. I don't think you love. I think I'm convenient for the moment. I think you think I'm cute. I do the things you need me to do. I supply and give a lot to you emotionally and probably physically. But as far as loving me, like being in love with me, I don't think that's true. I don't think you love somebody if you actually cheat.
I don't think that's true. Because you could do other things in a relationship that would be cause like a breakdown of trust, like lying, maybe disciplining your kid wrong, like just any sort of disagreement. I feel like you can still have that and still be in love. So I feel like that could also apply to cheating as well.
Really? Disciplining your child compared to having sex with someone else?
No, just doing something that
gambling the all other your money away.
Yeah, something that yeah, something
all gone. Like,
well, yeah,
right.
Well, I agree with that, but we're talking about cheating. So yeah, I agree with that.
Right.
You can do other things that also show you don't love me. But in that, do you think
I feel like that I feel like in those situations you can still love that person and still
okay.
do that.
Okay,
and so
okay.
that also applies to cheating.
Take all that money.
No, I think in not, that situation,
not to, I mean that
you may care about me. You may have an inkling of thought about me, but you don't fucking love
you
me.
You thought about dear, she's gonna be mad. But
no, you don't love me. And even in that situation,
yeah.
you don't love me because you're not thinking about me. You're not putting me first in that situation.
Us
you're not
first.
Putting us first. You're literally. You're not. You can care, but that is not love. To me, that's not
well,
love.
Well, Zia said the thing about. Gambling all our money away.
No, but you guys are all saying
like
other
even
things.
Lying. You can care about me and lie to me, but you can't love me and lie to me no. because it's work to tell the truth.
I think
that... And that's your definition of love.
Yeah.
Nobody
can love... Like, we are human,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm Christian, so I believe that, like, we humans cannot love unconditionally. And so I think everybody has a different bandwidth for how much...
They can take
and give.
Of, like...
Disrespect.
Yeah, like, if someone were to love you perfectly, how much away from that they're willing to take and still consider that.
That's actually
love.
A very good point.
Mm.
Because ultimately, only Jesus can give us that ultimate
right.
pure.
Like, the gambling
love.
The money away, I think that, to me, I can say that you're still in love with me. If you do that, I'll be pissed off. But cheating, I feel like, is categorically different.
Categorically.
And I don't know why.
I like that word.
It is different. I think it is different, but I don't think in any of those situations you love me. Bitch.
Well, hopefully we never have to find out.
I know.
I mean, yeah, definitely,
you.
Definitely,
yeah.
definitely
not. Jesus, you heard that we gave you glory?
I know, literally. All the time. That is so funny. Someone brought up Will and Jada. What was the context of that?
I guess they fell out of love.
Because I don't really watch Red Table that much.
I don't watch it either. I guess they fell out of love and decided to spice up their relationship. This open...
So they've had an open relationship for years. Like, apparently, like, Will's been sleeping with people, she's been sleeping with people, but, like, she's been sleeping with people more notably. Like, people hear about it more.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking, like, when the August Alsina thing came out, and he lived with them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
When the August Alsina thing came out and they found out, like, okay, like, he wasn't just living with them. He wasn't just a friend. They weren't just nursing him. Because that's what happened. They were nursing him to health or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jada started bugging him. When the world found that out, people had questions. People were like, what's going on, Jada? Yeah. And she was basically like, it's not as bad as you think. Like, we have an open relationship. Will knows, like, this, that, and the third. Like, it's fine. So, like, they talked about it. And on the show, I want you to know, Will look, and that's where all the memes come from. Will looked like he was in so much pain. I'm like, who paid? You can leave. Like, you don't have to be. He looked like he was literally in so much pain. So, like, the thing is that at the end of the episode, after they've endured all the pain, they dapped each other up, looked at each other's tired eyes, and was like, bad marriage forever. Like, basically, like, whatever happens, like, whether we fall, I don't know if they fell out of love, but, like, whether we fall out of love, I definitely they did, but, like, whether we fall out of love, whether we, like, cheat on each other, whether we have an open relationship, whatever, we're going to stay in this marriage forever. And I think that's bullshit. Like, I think you can be friends forever. Like, you can co-parent forever. You can even call each other forever. But, like, to be in that relationship and to be getting, like, everything, basically everything else that makes a relationship from everywhere else, why stay? Like, your kids are not even... Let me leave that alone. Why stay?
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. I mean, I do think... Because, like, everything I can speak on is in my definition of love, like we talked about, my definition of what I want for myself or whatever. I can only put that in the sense of a heterosexual, monogamous relationship. Right. When we start talking about open relationships or polyamory, or is that the right poly word, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that I can't speak too much on. I think those people who are able to thrive in that, I love that for them. I think they have a different definition of what love or whatever can look like. I think that's great. I feel like for them it's interesting because it's like, did their relationship start out as monogamous or did it build to something else because they're celebrities or they're this or they saw other people and they just didn't want to end the marriage? Like, I don't know. I think that's all pretty interesting. But yeah, I don't know. It can't be me. That's all I'm going to say. I think that high five of terrible marriage forever or whatever, I feel like it's pretty telling. I don't think someone in a happy monogamous... So
like,
yeah, I don't think anyone in, like, a happy polyamorous relationship would dap up on that personally, but right, I don't know a lot about it. Like, I think if you have enough trust with, like, let's say it's a man with, like, two or three wives, I think... I don't... Like, the way I see that subsect of, like, people, like, interact with each other, I don't think they would do that. So I do feel like that's kind of different. I feel like that's a little bit more toxic, Will and Jada, whatever they got going on, versus, like, what I think a real healthy polyamorous relationship could look like. I don't think it's fair for the two to be mixed up. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It's weird. Overall, yeah, it's weird, and I don't know. I can't get with it. But if they're semi-happy and healthy, that's great.
And then, like, people who stay, like, I don't understand how, like, Cardi could look at Offset all the time with his face and, like, just...
And with her two beautiful babies that he also disrespected.
Yeah.
That's something that men don't consider. Yeah, when they disrespect their mother, right, or their wife.
And especially you have kids, you have girls. Yeah. Right. They're watching you cheat. And then them be the same niggas that want to start shooting and hollering when something happens to their daughter. Like you was doing the same. Yeah. What's going on?
I hate when men say, I've never loved a woman like this. I'm like, what? You have a whole wife, a baby mama, a girlfriend, your mother, and you've never loved somebody like you've loved your daughter? And you realize that the way you've treated women your whole life is disrespectful now. Yeah,
now.
It's a little late.
After you've done all your dirt.
Right. Yeah. It's unbelievable to
me. Sure, it's more fun to chill out once you're older and things aren't swimming or whatever the same way. Like, yeah, and then it's easy. Right. Like, George, I'm talking about work. That's not work. That's easy.
Right.
To chill out and, Yeah, like you were saying, Chloe and Tristan. I just feel like, as a celebrity, you're not going to attach me to no, like, cheating mess like that.
No,
you have ample opportunity, men, this, that, like, everything. Like, I'm not saying your life is perfect, but as far as, like, access to getting closer to perfection, I guess, like, you have it, ideally, you know. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna have my name in the tabloids every other week talking about that's a different girl that, one, don't look like me, like, aren't they all, like, not white? Like, I'm just confused. I don't really know about too much about that situation either, but they all, like, they all don't look like me. Then you coming back talking about home and I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Sorry, my foot.
And I just feel like, as women, we get... But we literally approach more than anything. So, like, as a man, you have to approach somebody to cheat on them.
Yeah.
So I just feel like...
You think as a rich man you do?
Maybe not.
Because I agree in regular sense. But if I'm Tristan 10-foot ass.
I'll get back to you in a year or so, whatever. Right.
They're readily available.
I'm sure they just flock to when he comes to the door. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
But all those like stories of like, I don't have names right now, but I feel like it's the repetitive story that like the woman is in the hospital giving birth and like the guy is away like cheating like on some vacation with some other girl.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the names either, but they've literally...
This is like what happened. This is like
Playboi Carti and what's that Australian rapper's name?
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, I think she's the one that said when she gave birth, he was like playing video games with Uzi or something like that. I don't know. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. Like, ugh, could you imagine? That's just as bad as cheating. Nick, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm about to rip my shit.
Yep.
While you're ripping somebody else's shit. No. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
Comes down to men not taking personal responsibility personally.
And that's why I don't even know if I want to give them kids. Give them kids for what? So I can take care of them? Yeah, so I can do it all?
Yeah. Because even when you're in a healthy two-person home relationship, it's not even at all, for the most part. Obviously there's people that are non-traditional and make that work, but ideally, statistically, traditionally, it's not the same.
Right.
Okay.
But what do you guys, the listeners, think? We want you guys to be like more interactive on our...
You cheating back?
Oh,
are you staying? Are you burning the house down like me? Right? I could tell you where to pull up to.
Oh,
when it never happened. But yeah.
Yeah, we rebuke that. But
what y'all doing?
Let us know. Like, DM us, comments on whatever we post eventually. on all the posts, actually. Just let us know what y'all finna do. Because we want to know. We can't give advice because... Two of us have never been in relationships. One of us was in a short-term one. One of us, and overall, all of us haven't been cheated on. So, can't really give personal advice on that, but we want to know what y'all are doing. So.
Cheat back.
LOL. Yeah, I agree. I won't do it, but I agree.
Well, right. I'm Georgette.
I'm Nafi.
I'm Grace.
I'm Zia.
And this was Through Thick.
And Thin.
Oh, we could all say it together.
Oh.
Take two.
And this was Through Thick.
And Thin.
That was cute. That was so cute.